Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at Chapter 2 of Stephen Scott's The 2024-2025 Beginner's Guide to AI in Affiliate and Network Marketing. This chapter really got me thinking, you know, it's all about how to use AI to build your own website, like even if you don't know anything about coding.
Right.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's like having a secret weapon, you know, for building your online empire or whatever.
It's true. A website is absolutely crucial these days, especially for anyone in affiliate or network marketing.
Oh, absolutely.
Think of it as your online home base, you know, a place where you control the message and reach a global audience. Mm. It's about building credibility and trust and ultimately driving those sales.
Right. It's like you wouldn't open a shop without a storefront, would you?
Exactly.
Your website is your digital storefront. It's open 24/7. Plus, you're not at the mercy of some algorithm like you are on social media.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that AI is making this whole website creation process incredibly accessible, even for those who consider themselves, you know, tech challenged.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Okay. So we're convinced we need a website.
Yeah.
But where do we even begin? Stephen mentions all these AI-powered website builders, like Wix, Shopify, WordPress, and Xero. It's a bit overwhelming, to be honest.
I get it. It's like walking into a bakery with 100 different cakes. How do you choose?
Right.
Well, for affiliate and network marketers specifically, the choice often comes down to Wix or Shopify. Wix is super user-friendly, especially with its Wix ADI, the Artificial Design Intelligence.
Okay.
You answer a few questions, and it practically builds the site for you.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But how does that compare to Shopify? I know Shopify is great for online stores.
Right.
But is it good for affiliate marketing too?
It absolutely can be. Shopify might have a slightly steeper learning curve compared to Wix, but it comes packed with AI features specifically designed to boost e-commerce sales, like personalized product recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And since many affiliate marketers sell products through their websites, those features can be incredibly valuable.
So, Wix for simplicity, Shopify for serious e-commerce potential. Got it. But what about WordPress? I hear that's the platform a lot of pro bloggers use.
WordPress is definitely the most flexible platform, and it's a good choice if you want total control over your site's design and functionality. However, it does require a bit more technical know-how.
So maybe not the best choice for someone just starting out.
Not necessarily. Even WordPress has embraced AI with tons of plugins that simplify things like SEO and content creation.
Okay.
Plus, there's a massive community and tons of resources available if you need help. Ultimately, the best platform depends on your individual needs and comfort level. And the great thing is most of these platforms offer free trials, so you can test them out before committing.
Free trials. That's great. No risk involved. So let's say we've chosen our platform and we're ready to start building. Does the AI just take over from there?
Well, it's not quite that hands-off. You still need to provide some input, like choosing a template that fits your brand and deciding what kind of content you want to feature. But the AI does a lot of the heavy lifting, generating a basic layout based on your answer.
So it's like having an AI architect designing the framework, and then we get to come in as the interior designers and add our own style and personality.
That's a great analogy. The AI is there to help you create a solid foundation, and then you can customize it to your heart's content.
Okay. I'm already feeling inspired.
Yeah.
Let's talk about those customizations. Where should we start? Stephen mentions adding a logo, choosing colors and fonts, uploading images. It's a lot to think about.
It can feel overwhelming, but it's actually a lot of fun.
Okay.
Think about your brand's personality. What kind of vibe are you going for? Do you want something sleek and modern or warm and inviting? Your logo, colors, and fonts all play a role in conveying that message.
Right. It's like setting the tone for your whole online presence.
Sure.
Speaking of logos, I know some people get stuck on that step. If you don't already have a logo, can AI help with that?
Absolutely. Canva, which Stephen mentions in the chapter, has some fantastic AI-powered design features.
Okay.
You can answer a few questions about your brand, and it will generate several logo options for you to choose from. It's incredibly useful for those of us who aren't graphic design wizards.
That's a lifesaver. What about choosing colors and fonts? Does AI have any say in that?
It can. Some platforms offer AI-powered suggestions based on your brand or industry, but ultimately, this is where your personal taste and creativity come into play. You want to choose colors and fonts that you love and that represent your brand authentically.
It's like choosing the paint colors for your home. You want it to feel welcoming and reflect your style. What about images? I know high quality visuals are important, but not everyone has access to professional photography.
You're right. But even if you don't have professional grade images, you can still use AI to enhance what you have. Tools like Let's Enhance can improve image quality, making them look sharper and more polished. It's pretty remarkable what AI can do these days.
Let's Enhance. I hadn't heard of that one. That's pretty cool. So we've got our logo, our colors, our fonts, and our images. What's next?
Well, now it's time to start building out the essential pages of your website. Stephen highlights a few must-haves, starting with the homepage, which is like your website's welcome mat.
Right.
It should be clear, concise, and immediately tell visitors what you're all about.
Right. And I'm guessing we want to include a clear call to action on that homepage, something like shop now or learn more.
Right. You got it. You want to make it easy for people to take the next step, whether that's learning more about your products or services or making a purchase. Then there's the about page, which is all about telling your story and building that personal connection with your audience.
I think the about page can be tricky for some people.
Yeah.
It's like, tell me all about yourself, but make it interesting. Can AI help with that too?
Absolutely. There are AI-powered content generators, like Jasper AI, that can help you craft a compelling about page.
Oh.
You provide some basic information, and it generates text that captures your brand's essence and tells your story in an engaging way. It can be a huge time saver.
That's amazing. It's like having a professional copywriter on call. What other essential pages do we need?
Well, if you're selling products or services, you'll definitely need a products or services page.
Mm.
This is where you showcase what you offer, using high-quality images and persuasive descriptions. And guess what? AI can help you write those product descriptions too, making sure they highlight the key benefits and entice people to buy.
So no more staring at a blank page, wondering how to make a pair of socks sound exciting. And lastly, what about a contact page?
Absolutely essential. You want to make it as easy as possible for people to reach you, whether it's through a contact form, an email address, or even an AI-powered chatbot for instant replies.
Chatbots are great. They can answer common questions, provide support, and even qualify leads. It's like having a 247 virtual assistant. So we've covered the essential pages. What else do we need to think about at this stage?
One crucial point that Stephen emphasizes is mobile optimization. These days, most people are browsing the web on their smartphones. So it's essential to make sure your website looks great and functions properly on all devices.
That makes sense. You don't want someone clicking on your site and then immediately bouncing because it's all jumbled and hard to read.
Exactly. Luckily, most website builders automatically optimize for mobile responsiveness, but it's always a good idea to double check. Google's mobile-friendly test is a handy tool for that.
Okay.
It gives you a thumbs up or down and suggests areas for improvement.
So we've chosen a platform, let AI help us build a basic layout, added our personal touches, created those essential pages, and made sure it's mobile-friendly. We practically built an online empire in the last 15 minutes. But I have a feeling the journey's just beginning, right?
You're exactly right.
Mm.
Now comes the fun part. Setting up your e-commerce store and unleashing the power of AI to drive sales.
Hold on your hats, folks. We're about to dive into the world of AI-powered e-commerce.
All right, so we're back and ready to tackle e-commerce. We've got our website looking all sharp and everything, but now we need to turn it into a sales-generating machine.
Right.
Right.
Stephen talks a lot about setting up an online store, and it seems like AI can play a major role here, too. Where do we even begin?
Well, the first step is to add your products to your online store. This involves uploading high-quality images that showcase your products in the best possible light and writing compelling product descriptions that entice people to buy.
Okay, the images part makes sense. But writing product descriptions always feels like a chore to me. How do you make something like, say, a phone charger sound exciting?
You'd be surprised. But you're right. Writing captivating product descriptions can be a challenge. Thankfully, AI can step in and make this task a breeze.
Ick.
Several AI-powered tools can generate descriptions based on just a few keywords or product details, saving you time and energy while ensuring your product pages are optimized for conversions.
So instead of spending hours agonizing over the perfect wording, we can just let AI do the heavy lifting. Sign me up for that. What are some of the tools that Stephen recommends for this?
He mentions Copy.ai and Jasper AI, both of which are fantastic for generating creative and persuasive product descriptions.
Right.
You can input some basic information about your product, and these tools will craft descriptions that highlight key features, benefits, and even sprinkle in some sales-boosting language.
It's like having a team of expert copywriters at your fingertips. Once we've got those products added, How do we make sure customers can actually find what they're looking for? We don't want them getting lost in a sea of products.
Right. That's where product categorization comes in. Organizing your products into logical categories makes it easier for customers to navigate your store and find what they need. And you guessed it.
What?
AI can lend a helping hand here too.
Seriously, AI is like the ultimate e-commerce assistant. How does it help with categorization?
AI-powered tools can analyze your product data, including descriptions, features, and even the images you've uploaded, and automatically categorize them for you.
Wow.
This saves you tons of time and ensures your store is well-organized from the get-go.
Okay, so we've got our products looking sharp, categorized, and ready to be purchased. Now for the big question, how do we handle payments?
Don't worry, most e-commerce platforms make it quite straightforward. They typically have built-in integrations with popular payment gateways like PayPal, Stripe, and various credit card processors. Setting up your payment system is usually just a matter of following a few simple steps.
That's reassuring. What about shipping? That always seems like the most complicated part of running an online store.
Shipping can be a logistical headache, but AI is here to simplify things.
Okay.
AI-powered tools can calculate shipping costs in real time based on factors like weight, dimensions, and destination, so you don't have to manually figure it out for every order. You can even offer customers various shipping options, such as standard or expedited delivery.
That's incredible. It takes all the guesswork out of it. Stephen also mentioned something about AI-powered product recommendations. That sounds intriguing. Tell me more about that.
This is where AI's ability to personalize the shopping experience really shines. AI algorithms can analyze customer browsing behavior, past purchases, and even wish lists to suggest products they might be interested in. These recommendations can be displayed on product pages, in shopping carts, or even sent via email.
It's like having a virtual salesperson who knows your customers' tastes and preferences better than they know themselves. That's a powerful tool for boosting sales.
Absolutely. Personalized product recommendations not only enhance the customer experience, but also drive sales by introducing shoppers to products they might not have discovered otherwise.
All right, so we've got our products listed, our store organized, payments set up, shipping streamlined, and AI working its magic to personalize recommendations and analyze customer behavior. It sounds like we're pretty much ready to launch. Is there anything else we need to consider?
We've built a solid foundation. But there are a few more things we need to discuss to ensure your e-commerce store is successful. Things like optimizing your website for speed, search engines, and user experience are crucial for attracting visitors and converting them into customers.
Okay, those sound important, but could you break them down for me? I'm not entirely sure what they entail.
Well, let's start with website speed. In today's fast-paced world, no one wants to wait for a website to load. If your site is slow, visitors will likely get frustrated and leave before they even see your amazing products.
Makes sense. I know I'm guilty of abandoning slow-loading websites. It's just not worth the wait.
Exactly. And it's not just about user experience. Google also considers website speed as a ranking factor.
Okay.
A faster website is more likely to rank higher in search results, which means more potential customers will find you.
So speed is crucial for both happy customers and a happy Google.
Got it.
What about this SEO thing you mentioned? What exactly is that?
SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, and it's all about making sure your website shows up in search results. When people are looking for products or services like yours, it's about making your website visible and attractive to search engines like Google.
I get it. It's like being the top result in a Google search. Mm-hmm. You want to be the go-to website for your niche.
Precisely. And AI can be a valuable asset when it comes to SEO.
Okay.
AI-powered tools can analyze your website's content, identify relevant keywords to target, and even suggest improvements to your website structure and meta descriptions to improve your search engine rankings.
So it's like having an AI SEO expert whispering secrets in your ear, telling you exactly what to do to get noticed by Google.
You could say that.
Yeah.
And finally, let's talk about user experience, or UX. This is all about how easy and enjoyable it is for people to use your website. A well-designed website should be intuitive, easy to navigate, and provide a seamless and enjoyable experience for visitors.
So it's not just about looking pretty. It's about function, too. It needs to be user-friendly.
Exactly. A positive user experience is essential for keeping visitors engaged and encouraging them to explore your store and make purchases.
And AI can help with UX as well.
Absolutely. AI-powered tools can analyze user behavior on your website, identify potential pain points, and suggest improvements to enhance the overall experience. For example, if visitors are abandoning their shopping carts at a particular stage of the checkout process, AI can help you pinpoint the issue and find solutions to streamline the process.
Okay, so we've covered website speed, SEO, and UX. We've built our online store, stocked it with products, set up payments, and we've even got AI working its magic to personalize recommendations and analyze customer behavior. I think it's safe to say we've built ourselves a pretty impressive e-commerce empire. But now the real question is, how do we get people to actually visit our website?
That's where the marketing magic comes in. We need to spread the word about your fantastic e-commerce store and attract those eager customers. But that, my friend, is a topic for our next installment.
All right, we're back and ready to dive into the world of marketing. We've built this incredible e-commerce store, but now we need to get those customers pouring in. Steven talks about a bunch of marketing strategies in Chapter 2. And as always, AI seems to be playing a key role. What are some of the top tips he highlights?
Well, one of the first things Steven emphasizes is the importance of social media. It's such a powerful tool for reaching a wide audience and driving traffic to your website.
Right.
Make sure you're active on the platforms where your target audience hangs out. Share engaging content that promotes your products or services, and include links back to your website in your profiles and posts.
Social media is like that virtual megaphone, helping you spread the word and connect with potential customers. But I know managing multiple social media accounts can be a real time suck. Can AI help us streamline that process?
Absolutely. There are AI-powered social media management tools like Buffer and Hootsuite that can save you a ton of time and effort. You can schedule posts in advance, track performance, and even get suggestions for the best times to post to maximize engagement.
So we could basically put our social media marketing on autopilot with AI. That's fantastic. What other marketing strategies does Steven recommend?
He also talks about the power of email marketing. Building an email list is like creating a direct line of communication with your most engaged audience.
Right.
You can use email to share updates, promote new products, offer special deals, and build relationships over time.
It's like having a VIP club for your most loyal customers. But crafting compelling emails and managing those lists can feel daunting. Is there an AI solution for that too?
You bet. There are AI-powered email marketing platforms, such as MailChimp and ActiveCampaign, that can help you segment your audience, personalize your messages, and even automate email sequences based on user behavior. It's like having a personal email marketing assistant working for you around the clock.
Wow, AI is really changing the game when it comes to marketing. We've got social media and email marketing covered. What other tricks does Steven have up his sleeve?
He also mentions the importance of paid advertising, particularly through platforms like Google Ads and Facebook Ads.
Mm-hmm.
Paid advertising can be incredibly effective for reaching a wider audience and targeting specific demographics and interests.
Paid advertising can be a bit intimidating, though, especially if you're new to it.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a lot of potential to waste money if you don't know what you're doing.
That's a valid concern. But thankfully, AI can help you navigate the world of paid advertising and ensure you're getting the most bang for your buck.
Okay.
AI-powered advertising platforms can analyze data, optimize your campaigns, target the right audience, and even adjust bids automatically to improve performance.
So we're not just blindly throwing money at ads. We're using AI to make smart, data-driven decisions.
Exactly. AI takes the guesswork out of paid advertising and helps you get the most out of your marketing budget. Steven also stresses the importance of tracking your website's performance and using data to make informed decisions. Tools like Google Analytics can provide valuable insights into how people are interacting with your website, where your traffic is coming from, and what's working and what's not.
Google Analytics can feel a bit overwhelming, though, with all those charts and graphs. Can AI help us make sense of all that data?
Absolutely. There are AI-powered analytics platforms that can sift through mountains of data, identify trends, highlight areas for improvement, and even offer actionable recommendations. It's like having a data scientist on your team, helping you interpret those numbers and make data-driven decisions.
So AI is not just about automating tasks. It's also about giving us the knowledge and insights we need to make smarter decisions and improve our marketing strategies.
Precisely. AI is like that brilliant advisor, always there to offer data-backed insights and help you make informed choices.
I'm starting to think every entrepreneur needs an AI sidekick. So to recap, we've covered the importance of social media, email marketing, paid advertising, and data analysis. We've also seen how AI can streamline, optimize, and supercharge our marketing efforts. What a journey it's been. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners as they embark on their own e-commerce adventures?
Remember, building a successful online business takes time, effort, and a willingness to adapt and learn. Embrace the power of AI, but don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. And most importantly, have fun with it. Building your own business should be an exciting and rewarding experience.
That's great advice. And with AI by our side, it's easier than ever to turn our entrepreneurial dreams into reality. Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Chapter 2 of Stephen Scott's The 2024-2025 Beginner's Guide to AI and Affiliate Network Marketing. We hope you've learned some valuable insights and are feeling inspired to launch your own online empire. Until next time, happy building.